Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills. Here is the Posh Radio 4 lady with your feedback, your questions, and your knowledge on Dear Scott. No, that's Jay-Z.
Oh, that was exciting.
Here she is now.
Hey, Scott, and all the rest of the guys. Been listening to the show recently and heard you all discussing speedy boarding on an airline. Mm. Well, my brother recently got married, and on his way back from his honeymoon, flying from London to Belfast, the airline upgraded the newlyweds to speedy boarding. From Kieran, off of Ireland.
Oh, that's really sweet. You're on your honeymoon, and they make you a speedy boarder. Cute. Do you think you can just claim you're on your honeymoon and get speedy boarding?
I hadn't thought of that.
Do you think, like, if I dragged you along on my next flight and we tried to look happy for, like, 5 minutes, we would get...
Because secretly we hate each other.
We would get speedy boarding. What do you think?
We could try it. Do I have to wear... Oh, no, I don't have to turn up in my wedding dress, do I?
No, just wear a sash that says just married on it.
Like all new brides.
Yeah. Or... maybe when we go to Edinburgh to do our one-man shows in a couple of weeks, we might get upgraded to speedy boarding if we tell them that we just got married. Actually, what am I talking about? I don't want to be a speedy boarder.
Yeah, it's not. You just get abuse from the other non-speedy boarders.
Yeah, I'm happy to be a normal person. It just divides people. I don't like it. I don't want to be a speedy boarder anyway.
Is that the wedding off then?
Definitely.
Okay.
Next!
Don't get me wrong, I love Mary Portis off of Mary Queen of Shops, but when I found out that she was a speedy boarder, I loved her a little bit less. Here is the proof from her very own blog. You complete me, Greg.
Ah, the Mary Queen of Shops blog. Have you read it?
No, I'm just trying to find it.
Get involved with that. Now that Mary Queen of Shops is off our TV screens, you can get updated on what she's been doing on her blog. It's really good. Now, there are some people that where you just look at them and you think, yep, you're a speedy boarder. And I have to say that Mary Portas is one of those people. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think she'd hang around waiting for anything.
No, really not. Yeah, so that doesn't really surprise me. Do check out the Mary's blog, it's great. Next.
Dear Scott, talking about saying, oh, to Nessa, or I don't believe it, to Victor Meldrew... My boss did a charity golf match and Dennis Waterman was there. My boss walked past and said, write the theme tune, sing the theme tune. Mr. Waterman was not impressed and replied, like I haven't heard that before. Laura, off of Mayfair, waiting for home time.
Yeah, they love it. Normally, that is a... didn't go so well that time, but they normally do like it.
I think he was joking with her anyway, don't you?
Just being a bit funny.
I think he was secretly pleased.
If you see a celebrity today, become instant friends with them by just shouting their catchphrase at them. So if you do happen to see Ruth Jones, who plays Nessa and Gavin and Stacey, just shout, oh! Or, all right, Dave. She loves that.
Mm.
Who else has got a catchphrase?
Victor Meldrew, he likes it.
He loves it when you go up and go, I don't believe it. Who else?
There's loads of famous catchphrases.
If you see Bruce Forsyth today on the street, just go up to him and go, 40 of those.
I think you might be...
You weren't expecting me to do that one, were you?
No.
You were expecting me to go, nice to see you. That's his new one.
Yeah.
40 of those. Do that today. Next.
Hiya, Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L.
Hi.
I've been listening to your show for many years and love the high five thingy. The other night, my long distance boyfriend gave me a high five over the phone. It made me giggle for about an hour. It's now the standard way we say goodbye. It's great. Laughing smiley. Thank you, guys. Gillian off of Aberystwyth and Gwyn off of Carnarvon.
Oh,
XX.
Gwyn. See? The high five is bringing people together from overseas.
Is that long distance?
What, from Aberystwyth to... where was the other place?
Carnarvon.
Yeah, that's far.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that overseas?
I don't think it's overseas.
No.
But it is quite far. Have you ever been to Aberystwyth?
Yeah.
It's but miles away from anywhere.
No, it's near the beach.
Yeah, but it's like you have to...
It's near a campsite.
Yeah, but like, Aberystwyth is so far away that when you're getting there, you lose all radio signals. You can't even hear Radio 1 at points.
Really?
Yeah, you're stuck in the mountains. So for me, that's long distance.
It is. Just working out how far it is. The one that doesn't speak is working out how to spell Carnarvon.
La 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 la.
It's 51 miles.
See, that's far.
Well, sort of done. You could probably do it within an hour if you were on a good A road.
Not through those mountains. Anyway, high five to you, babes. Fair play to you, babes, for doing that, because made her giggle for about an hour just doing that on her phone. Easily pleased. What's going on? What's going on?
The one that doesn't speak, speculating and saying that might be her long distance one because maybe she's got other boyfriends that live closer.
What, she's got a couple of side pieces?
Yeah. Off of.
Off of somewhere nearby?
Barmouth. It's the only one that I can pronounce. I'm so sorry. I was going to do loads of funny jokes then about places nearer, but I can't.
Because you can't say them.
My Welsh isn't very good.
Excellent. Radio 1 Podcasts. And now this.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's best of O today. Where's your best of?
Oh. Oh. The best, the best, the
best, the best of. Oh, what's occurring?
Reliving some of our favourite bits of Oh, What's Occurring? Jake in Wales has been on going, when's Tracy on? She's a legend. Now. Hi, babes.
Morning, babes.
All right.
I've got an ice cream hangover this morning.
Ice cream hangover?
Yeah, yeah, a full tub of Ben and Jerry's ice cream last night.
Oh, God.
I've so never done a full tub. Is it good?
It was. Oh, it was beautiful. It was cookie and brownie one all mixed in together. Oh, it was gorgeous.
Do you know what really surprised me yesterday is that I saw a picture of you and you are so skinny, and I thought, you've gone on about eating like 8 double cheeseburgers, tubs of ice cream. I was like, oh my God, where do you put it? I want your metabolism.
I'm a waitress, I run about all day.
And you're doing your American fitness videos. So
yeah, exactly.
Shredding, or whatever it's called.
30 day shred.
Wow, what does an ice cream hangover feel like then?
I feel rubbish, and it's so cold this morning, I just can't get out of bed.
Oh, love you. You still in bed?
Yeah, I am still in bed.
Is Alfie there with you?
He is, but he's on one this morning. He's got his ball in his mouth. He keeps chucking it at me, and it's right heavy.
Oh.
So I'm just going to come for a minute, do it.
Do some dog talk to Alfie for us.
Can you kiss Alfie? Oh, that is a good boy. Yeah.
Is he looking at you again like, what?
Yeah, he's like, oh no, he's on it this morning. Oh, Owl. Lie down. Go.
What happened
this
there?
Happened at Crofts?
He just jumped on me. It's too heavy. It's like, you know that picture I sent yesterday? It was only a puppy there.
Oh.
It's four stone now. And it just jumps on me and knocks me straight down.
That picture you sent us yesterday was so cute. It was Alfie watching Early Oaks.
Bless him. Oh no, he's right on one this morning.
Is he?
He's laid on his back, one of him, Mr. Clue's brother.
Oh. So are you getting up anytime soon?
Yeah, I am. I've got to because my mum and dad's gone on holiday and I forgot to feed the chuffing rabbit, aren't I?
Oh, not the chuffing rabbit.
I hope it's not dead. Oh, Christ.
And it won't be.
I hope not. It's not been fed long for like a week.
That's
quite
bad.
I totally forgot about it. My sister said, make sure you feed my rabbit. And I was like, yeah, I will do. And then I forgot.
Hopefully they'll have left him loads of the bits that rabbits eat.
I hope so. A guinea pig died last time.
Oh, God. Oh, Trace.
Well, at least they ain't got to feed the chickens this time.
They've got chickens as well?
Oh, right, scare me. They're horrible creatures.
Why?
Because they do. You go in and try and get in their the pen, we had them pecking you, and they just stood there going.
That's quite a good impression.
Don't worry about it. I ate two whole ones yesterday.
Two whole chickens?
Well, I tried.
He's the new King Henry VIII.
That's disgusting.
Shut up, you go... You've done double drive-through.
Yeah, but I don't like chickens on bones in, and I like the chicken breast bit.
Oh, right, when it doesn't actually look like chicken.
Why?
Well, it doesn't, does it, if it's in a burger?
Oh, well, yeah, it still tastes like chicken. I went to Nando's the other week, but that was nice. I've never been there before.
Good. Well, we've got a real insight into everywhere that you go to eat now.
Yep.
Let's play the game. The best,
the best, the best, the best. What's the kidding?
How good are you at kissing, Tracy?
Never had no complaints yet.
Is it?
Yeah.
Would you say you're a good kisser?
I'm alright, yeah.
What's your technique?
I've got my tongue pierced, haven't I?
Good morning. What makes you so good, Trace?
I don't know. Quite a bit of practice.
Have you? A lot of practice?
A little bit.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Becky, out of 10, how would you say you kiss?
I can't compete with that. I don't know. What? 6, 7.
Trace, what are you giving yourself out of 10?
I don't know. 7 or an 8.
Really?
Yeah, you know, got to big your son up a bit, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got
to
big your son up. You
don't want
right.
Anybody thinking I'm a bit of a minger at radio, like.
Yeah. Oh, where am I going wrong? I would only rate myself maybe a 3 or a 4.
Really?
Oh.
What on earth are you doing?
I don't know.
I've only kissed you once and I screamed after that, so maybe...
Oh, cheers. Well, there we are then.
Oh.
Are you supposed to just stick your tongue out and, like, let it stay there?
No, you've got to mess it about a bit.
Have you?
Yeah.
But not like a washing machine. Don't go to the other extreme.
No, don't go slavering all over. Oh, that's disgusting. Do you know what? Me and my boyfriend Nathan were talking about this last night, actually.
As you do.
And then I said to him, I said, no matter how good looking a guy is, he can be absolutely fit as, if he's got a pair of minging shoes on, don't go there.
And what would you... What would you say is a pair of minging shoes?
Just scruffy shoes or, like, a big, massive, fat pair of trainers and some jeans. No.
No?
No.
So you wouldn't kiss a boy with minging shoes?
No. I wouldn't do, no.
Fair play? Fair play to you, babes? Okay, right, so we went onto Stupid Street and we asked them that question. We asked them, out of 10... How good at kissing are you? You think people rated themselves quite high? What do you think the most common score was out of 10, Tracy?
7.
7, the most popular score out of 10 for
yeah.
Kissing. Becky?
8.
Okay. Got your answers? Let's find out. The best, the
best, the best, the best. Oh, what's the pity?
How good are they at kissing on Stupid Street?
Out of 10, how would you rate yourself for kissing?
9, 10.
Yeah, passionate.
Not wet.
How would you rate yourself out of 10 for kissing?
Quite good.
What number do you think you'd give yourself?
Probably 8. Maybe even more.
I give myself an 8.
Maybe like a 7 or an 8. Like a little bit of tongue.
I would rate myself as a 9. Yeah, my girlfriend thinks I'm a pretty good kisser, so.
Complete 10. Absolute 10.
How would you rate yourself out of 10 for kissing?
12. Because I know what I'm doing with my tongue, I know what I'm doing with my lips, I know how to hold the girl properly so that she enjoys it, I know exactly what I'm doing.
I'll rate myself 10.
A horse for one, Vin.
I'll be 9, he's 8.
Why, how do you know? Damn, man.
10 out of 10.
Well, I know I'm good at kissing because a lot of boys say to me I'm good, so yeah, I'll say yeah.
Nice one. Okay, so we think that 8 was the most popular answer.
Well, so, they're big in the sends out off a bit, weren't they?
They were big in their sends. Yeah, but Becky gets the point on that occasion, Soz. The best! The best! The
best! Oh, what's the pity?
Next one. You know big movie stars? They come into Radio 1 quite a lot, and they normally have like a trillion people with them. Their entourage. Mariah Carey hasn't got a clue all the people I come in with her. We asked her before, she's like, I don't know. Trace, do you reckon if you were famous, you'd have a big entourage?
I think you've got to, though, aren't you?
Why?
Because it just comes with a job, doesn't it?
Yeah, what do they all do?
Just do your hair, do your makeup, paint your nails, straighten your hair, get your sweets, get your coffee, put your clothes out, put your shoes out.
That's 10 already, roughly.
Wow, you sound like you've already got this planned.
Oh, yeah, of course I have.
That'd be like the first thing you did.
You never thought about it.
What?
You're telling me you never thought about it? Oh, I'd love it. I would. Like, 50 people following me around, carrying all my big Louis Vuitton suitcases. I'd be like, put them over there.
Wow. What about A-list star Will Smith?
I love a bit of Will Smith.
Do you?
Yeah, he's gorgeous.
Has he got nice shoes?
Oh, he's got lovely shoes. On that video, what was that song called? Where he's got them right nice Timberlands on.
Getting jiggy with it?
No.
Switch?
I can't remember it. Yeah,
Wild
Switch,
Wild West.
That's it, Switch.
Switch. Oh.
When he does that groove little dance in it.
I was going to go for all my Will Smith discography there, but didn't
Did
need
even
to.
Get to Will 2K?
No, didn't even get to Miami. Anyway, he came into Radio 1... And he brought 6 people with him, which actually, for a Hollywood star, is small. That is a small entourage.
Did you see the guy that was, when P. Diddy came in a couple of weeks ago, he had a guy doing his hair. And I was like, he hasn't really got that much hair. But this guy was just kept brushing his hair, like between all the interviews. It was amazing.
And also, this is radio. They can't actually see you.
Yeah.
If it was TV, I'd get that. But everyone, there was someone brushing his hair between every interview. Anyway... Out of the 6 people that Will Smith brought with him that day, how many of them would he know the name of? Becky?
I think he is genuinely really nice, so I think he's going to name all 6.
He's a nice bloke.
Yeah. I think he wouldn't want people working with him who didn't know who they were.
6. And Tracy?
Yeah, I think the same as well, actually. Because he does seem a really nice guy.
So you're saying 6 also?
Yeah, I say 6 as well.
Let's find out. The best, the
best, the best, the best. Oh, what's the pity?
Here's Will Smith trying to name his entourage. Impressive crew out there in the live lounge, I have to
yes,
say.
Okay. Yes.
Do you know what they all do?
What they all do? Yes, I know what.
How many of them can you name?
Everybody's not with me.
Oh.
Everybody's not with me, you okay. know.
Can but you name some?
Yes, I can.
And what they do?
Okay, let me see. There's
Go.
Heidi. There's Heidi over there, and Heidi is my publicist. We got drunk one night, but
Hi,
that's
Heidi.
A long story. That's right there. That's Robert Mata. Robert Mata does my wardrobe. He's here on a prison work release. Program.
Mm-hmm. He's doing well.
He's doing really well. That's Ken Hertz over there. You can see with the right there. That's Ken Hertz. Ken Hertz is my attorney, and he's an ex table dancer, and he left table dancing and started studying law. He got really good. I gave him a job. That's Jana Babatunde Bay. Jana was a PA. A production assistant on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You know, she used to seat people who were coming to see The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and then she went on to become my assistant, and now she's moved on to be part of my management team. That's Judy Murdoch. I can't see her. She's in the corner. The lovely black woman with the red hair. And Judy, she does my makeup. And one time for the Wild Wild West, I had a scene where I was naked and she had to airbrush my body.
Oh, so there was 5 there.
Do you mean you got the question wrong and you only came in with 5 people, or he only got 5 out of 6?
There was 5 out of 5, so maybe I said 6.
Yeah, so you got all of them? Oh, that's really good.
He did.
But again, you've got no proof that they were who he said they were, and he could have been making it up.
I'm going to take Will Smith's word for it. It's Will Smith.
Oh, I'm pleased he's really nice like that.
Yeah. Do you both want a point for that then?
Yes, please.
Okay. Yes. Tracy gets a point. Becky gets a point. 2-1 to Becky at the moment.
I'm not doing very good today, am I?
It's all fine.
I need to pull my socks up a bit, even though I've not got my own.
I love American stars because they always have one assistant that's called something like that one he just mentioned. Janet Babatunde. There's always someone with a name like that. Oh, Janet Babatuna, have you tried the focaccia? It's amazing. Anyway, that was Will Smith. Good. The best, the
best, the best, the best. Oh, what's the kidding?
Oh, Janet Babatuna, have you tried the cremolato? It's amazing. The best, the best,
the best, the best. Oh, what's the kidding?
Did you just do the joke, play the jingle, and then do exactly the same joke again, and then the jingle again?
It wasn't the same.
Or did I just have deja vu?
I mentioned a different American food that you've never heard of.
Oh, okay.
You know Sarah Cox?
Yes.
Do you love her, Tracy?
Yeah, she makes me laugh. She's funny.
She did a game for us called Sniff My Fingers, similar to a game that we once played with Paris Hilton on this show. Sarah Cox dipped her fingers into something smelly and invited five people to guess what her fingers smelt of. Remember this one? So, my question to you, how many out of the five would correctly identify that Sarah Cox's fingers smelt of pickled onions? She always carries a jar around with her.
I remember this because she couldn't get it off for ages.
Let me just put my pickled onions over there.
She had these beautifully manicured fingernails, like this gorgeous red polish on.
And ruined.
Just stank of onions.
Out of five.
Two.
Tracy.
Three.
Let's find out. The best, the
best, the best, the best. Oh, what's the pity?
So here is Sniff My Fingers with Sarah Cox.
I'm Sarah Cox. Sniff my fingers. I'm just dipping my finger in now. It's very stinky. I've gone for two fingers. It's New Year, you know. Alid, hi. Come in. Do you want to sniff my fingers?
Yes, please.
This is Alid off of the Chris Moyles Show. Go on. Sniff my fingers. Breathe in.
Oh, hang on. I know what that is.
Oh, go on. Oh, he's really concentrating.
Hang on, sorry. One more.
Go on, take it down. What are you getting an essence of?
I'm thinking dips.
Dips.
The red dips.
The red dips.
What would that be? Chili.
Chili, red chili dip, you're saying, yes. Okay? Quite a promising start there. I thought he had it. And then he veered off into dips. Tell it's just been the festive season. Nobody says dips. Come on in, Kate. Okay. Now then, get a good whiff of those beauties. Sniff my fingers. Go on.
I would say that was roll mops.
Oh!
Am I close?
Very East End. It's Billy from security. Bring it on. Oh, he's doing some stretches, warming up. Sniff my fingers, Billy. Go.
A magic moment for me.
Oh, a look of...
It's spicy. Indian. Bit of fishy.
Bit of fishy tandoori, spicy.
Chicken masala.
You can't sniff them again, Billy. I'm getting a bit uncomfortable with this now. Alex, come in, come on. I'd shake your hand, but they're very smelly, man. Especially my forefinger and my middle finger.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you washed them?
No, the point is they've been dipped in something. Right. That's why they're wet.
Okay.
I've dipped two of my fingers on my right hand into something stinky, and you've got to sniff my fingers and tell me what I've dipped them into. Have a sniff of that.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, you recoiled.
Oh, I know this. It smells a bit vinegary. Is it pickled onions?
Yes! Yes!
Get it! I love the pickles.
It's Megan. Hello.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. Sniff my fingers, love.
Oh, I know the smell. Is that pickled onion juice?
Oh, she's good. Oh, I splashed myself when I clapped. Then blinded. I'm Sarah Cox. Make sure you join me next time for another sparkling edition of Sniff My Fingers.
Yeah, there was never a next time, was there? It didn't really happen.
Did she not do that on Angela and Friends?
No, we discontinued that one. I don't know why. It was actually two out of three people. Out of five people, it was two. Tracy?
Yeah?
It's all over.
I know. Oh, never mind.
Listen, you really, no joke here, you really need to go and feed the rabbit, like, right now, first thing you do.
I know.
Okay, cool. And listen, it's been great having you on. Oh, what's occurring?
I know, it's been wicked. I've had a right buzzing time.
And now you can get some sleep, like, every day.
Yeah.
Okay, love to Alfie.
Okay, give my love.
Thanks for being on and being great. And a final high five?
Hang on a minute.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast.
Greg James, hello.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
All right,
so we're giving you some stuff to do in the mornings because you're doing our show in the afternoon. So how was yesterday?
Oh, my God. It was a brilliant workout, but they are intense.
So where did you go yesterday?
We went to Hampshire for the 2nd Royal Tank Regiment, and they're lovely blokes, but there was, like, about 50 of them and a couple of ladies as well.
Sounds terrible.
They had their... They're just doing a lot of circuit training. They do a lot of all-round fitness because they're going to be off to Afghanistan at some point in the next couple of months. So they are getting proper ready for action, really. So they are just doing intensive training, and they've been doing it for a couple of months already.
Did you at any point say,
I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this.
Did that happen?
Yesterday, because of that disgraceful show of just weediness, I decided to man up, and I really went for it yesterday. But it was so tough. Their circuit training is not like your usual circuit training. Lifting tractor tyres, really, really tough.
Oh, my God.
And I was being shouted at by, what was he called? Staff Sergeant Till. He was a tough guy.
What do they shout, then? What do they shout?
He was about, I don't want to sort of slag him off, but he was about 4 foot, but he was really, really mean, and a nice bloke. Morning, Gaz, he's listening. They're just really good at sort of shouting in your face when you're trying to do press-ups and stuff. Kind of encouragement, but also kind of slightly rude encouragement.
Oh, okay, cool, I get it.
Were they taking the mick out of your hair?
Hair, height, sweaty head.
Oh, sweaty head.
If I was doing something slowly, they would go, oh, come on, Moilsy.
Oh, hilarious. I love that when that happens.
I was being slow at something.
Mm-hmm.
But apart from that, really, well, it was kind of fun afterwards, but I was just, I've just started walking around this morning, I am clicking like a granddad my joints are dead.
Oh, your joints.
Get your cod liver oil out.
Oh, my joints.
Oh, my joints aren't what they were.
Oh, I'm going to have to get a Stanley stairlift install.
Yes. So you were being called lanky by somebody that was 4 foot?
Well, I don't think he did. I wouldn't want to sort of put that on him, but yeah.
Right, so that was yesterday. I've got a brilliant one for you today.
Okay.
I'm so excited about this one. It's going to be hilarious.
Would you like a clue?
Yeah.
Here's your clue. Now I the time of my life. What could it be? What could it be? No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear. Any idea?
The last time I heard this record, I was at a Chicago rock cafe, so I'm not going out for a night out, am I?
Yeah, you're going for a night at the Chicago rock cafe in Basildon.
What a challenge.
No, I'll tell you what we're going to do. It is another physical challenge today.
Oh, no.
Because today, darling, this is what you're doing. Today, Greg James, because you've got some time in the mornings where you're not doing much before the show at 4 o'clock, you are going to tread the boards. You are going to meet Johnny and Baby off of Dirty Dancing the Musical in the West End, and they're going to teach you some routines, including the famous lift.
Oh, my God.
How good is that? And here's the best bit. You get to meet Ray Quinn.
Oh, wow.
Because he is now in the show.
Oh, wow.
Was he not in Greece before?
Yeah, he was...
Doody. Oh.
Doody, yeah, that was it.
Because there's all posters all over London saying, now, in the West End, Ray Quinn plays Doody. And we'd never heard of a character in Greece called Doody.
Maybe is he playing Doody in Dirty Dancing as well?
No, nobody puts Doody in the corner. So, yeah, you're going to meet all the cast of Dirty Dancing in London's fabulous, glittering West End, and you are going to learn some moves off them.
Oh, darling.
And wow, see that, how that tough it actually is to do one of those shows, because it's proper hard work.
Those watermelons are heavy, Greg. Heavy fruit.
Oh, going to be ridiculous.
And those lifts, it's going to be actually quite dangerous because that's someone else running towards you, and if you don't catch them, it's all going to go wrong.
I can't wait to see this video.
I've not got to lift up Ray Quinn, have I?
Who knows?
I think that might be part of it.
The video of your army experience is online now, and you need to get yourself to London's busy West End quite soon.
Just getting into those Patrick Swayze really tight trousers is going to be a pain in itself, isn't
it? Yeah, you've got the outfits and everything.
Oh, no.
Yes. All right, then. We'll hear how you get on this afternoon, but good luck with it. That's your next challenge.
Thank you very much.
See you later. Love you. Bye.
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 BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Oh, Greg James is back. Hello.
Hi again.
I also thought, before you go off to London's busy West End to be in Dirty Dancing the musical, you play our new game.
Yeah, fine.
Is that all right? Cool. Do you know what I love about the internet? Is that on any story at all, you can normally make comments, can't you? Do you like that?
Yeah.
Ever done that?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe under a false name.
And also, as good as the videos are on YouTube, the comments underneath, that's the best bit, I think.
Oh, my God, yeah.
They really are. Because it can be about anything at all. It can be like, Greg James gets a new haircut. And it just turns into a slanging match underneath the video between people. No, you're talking rubbish. No, you shut up. No, you shut up. News stories are particularly good for this. Websites that have news on them, there's a story, and then people can leave their comments underneath. So this is what we're doing here. Hugh Stevens has read out some comments from a news story, okay? The comments underneath the story online. I'm going to play you the comments. You try and guess what story the comments are about, okay? You'd have to get the exact headline, because that would be impossible, but just kind of tell me the story you think it might be about, all right?
Okay.
Okay. So these are all comments about one particular news story.
Generally, the rule is that the third comment down is the mental one, and there's one. The third comment always has a swear word in it.
Okay. There we go.
Generally, that's, if you look at YouTube, genuinely, that's what happens.
What's this story about?
I'd like to give her one.
That's just the one clue.
Is it the Katy Perry?
Katy Perry, Greg.
Do
another one.
Yeah.
Time for retirement.
Is it from the news this week?
Is it about Vanessa's felt? I don't know the story. I'm just... I don't know.
Is it something about GMTV?
This one?
I'd like to give her one.
Well, each to their own.
Greg's guessing that it's GMTV. Next one?
She can square my route anytime.
Is it the new Countdown woman?
New Countdown woman?
She's still my number one. Beats Jordan, hands down.
I'm going to say Karen Vorderman.
Tasty.
And those comments are about this headline.
Carol Vorderman goes au naturel as she opts for safari chic at afternoon tea. She can square my route anytime.
That is so weird.
Here's the next one. What are these comments about? What story?
We love you, Alexandra. Now stop singing.
Is it about her brand new deodorant range?
Alexandra Burke's underarm sensation.
Yeah.
Why is the giant rodent wearing flip-flops?
Oh, is this all on the same one?
Yeah, this is the same story. Greg's guessing Alexandra Burke's deodorant campaign.
GMTV?
I wish she'd go back to brown hair. Blonde does not suit her.
Who is that? Oh, Gaga. Lady Gaga?
In the two top photos, she looks like Chelsea Clinton.
So who's that about? What's the story?
I don't think it's Alexandra.
Leona, the giant rodent, and the mystery man, newly single songstress, enjoys day at the zoo.
So that's about...
I so want to read more on that story.
Leona Lewis and a giant rodent at the zoo.
What was the comment about Alexandra Burke then? Just
we love you, Alexandra. Now stop singing.
Yeah. Okay. Here's one more for you.
I wrote that one.
Oh, did you? Was that you? Yeah. So we've got the comments. Just tell me what the story is about. These are the comments that are written underneath the story online.
I suppose we should be grateful she's got knickers on.
Lady Gaga.
Greg.
I want to say Phelps again, but it's probably Gaga.
Next one. And we needed a telephoto lens to tell us that. Please!
I can't stop imagining Hugh Stevens naked writing these at home.
I don't know. Is it Daniel Radcliffe?
Okay. Last one. Last clue.
Mutton and lamb spring to mind.
Oh, is it a pun on Frank Lampard and Christine Blakely?
Is it not Madonna again? What was that woman on your show yesterday? Who was talking about Madonna?
Tracy.
Was it Tracy writing about Madonna?
Could be. So we've got these clues.
I suppose we should be grateful she's got knickers on.
And this comment.
And we needed a telephoto lens to tell us that.
And
mutton and lamb spring to mind.
And the story was...
So that's a secret. Kerry Katona flashes her Spanx as she visits beauty salon.
Comments are the best bit.
Spanx.
Spanx. Okay, Greg, thanks very much for being part of this fabulous thing, and I'll speak to you a bit later on.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Earlier, we're talking about my friend Unlucky Gary. He went on a date, and then the person went, right, I've got another date now, so I'll be off. Two dates in a night. Or more. Is that acceptable? Rachel? Hello?
Hello.
What are you saying, Rachel?
Well, I think it's fine. I've done it.
Talk me through it.
Well, I had two dates lined up and I was running out of time because I had busy life.
Same evening, yeah?
Yeah. Well, I went along to one because it was in the corner and they were a bit boring and going a bit bald. Didn't really fancy them. So then I thought, well, I might as well sort of ditch this one and go meet the next one. So I just went to the toilet, text my friend, said, ring me. The usual girl thing. Got them to call me and then texted her and said, yeah, I'm free now. So I went to that one. That went really well, but luckily it was a country pub, so it shuts early. And then texted my friends. They were still in town, so I swear I got him to drop me off at my house and then got a taxi to meet me at my house and then went straight into town to meet my friends and parted away with my friends until goodness knows what time.
Right, so you... managed to get two dates in an evening and still go out with your friends afterwards.
Yeah, your friends are more important.
Did you say to one that you were off to meet two, or did you just sort of gloss over that?
I just didn't say anything.
Right, so it wasn't like my friend Gary where they actually went, right, I've got to go now because I've got another date.
No, because people do have feelings.
Yeah, I know. Poor unlucky Gary.
No.
Okay, cool.
That's
right.
Mean.
It is a bit. All right, I love you, bye. Love you.
Bye.
High five, high five, high five. High five me. Press 5 on your phone.
I'm trying. Hold on.
Bless her.
I think
oh.
There you go. Sorry.
Got there in the end, didn't we, love?
Yes.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.